Good evening, this is a pre-recorded shiur for Tuesday, and we're up to Siman Nun Ches. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. We discussed in the previous shiur that Tchilas is Zman Kriyat Shema and Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. And it's important to still see Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Hey, which discusses Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. In that Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Hey, the Mishneh Berurah says, HaMe'achim Kriyat Shema B'shvil Tzitzis O Tfilin Toyim. Mishneh Berurah says that people who delay the saying of fulfilling mitzvot Kriyat Shema because of talis and tefillin, they haven't got talis and tefillin, and therefore they delay. He said this is wrong. If it really push comes to shove, if you haven't got talis and tefillin, and it's already the end of Sof Zman Kriyat Shema, you should say Shema without talis and tefillin, as long as it's still within the Zman. And when you get the talis and tefillin later, yanichom, you should put them on. When you get talis and tefillin, you should then start saying Shema again. And he carries on and he says, even if you are in doubt as to whether you are going to be managing to say it within the Sof Zman or not, even if you're in doubt, you don't take a risk, and if you haven't got talis and tefillin, just go for it now, say Shema now, although you may be getting talis and tefillin within this man, but don't risk it. Because it doesn't really matter, it's not ma'akev. So again, if you haven't got talis and tefillin, and you think that maybe you're only going to get hold of talis and tefillin after this man, you should still say Shema now. But if you know for a fact that you're going to get talis and tefillin within this man, you should wait. As we've learned many, many times, that somebody who says Shema without tefillin, it's actually made a sheker on himself. So if it's possible, you should say Shema with talis and tefillin on. But again, if you think you're going to get talis and tefillin after this man, or it might be after this man, you should say Shema now just in case. V'yesh anoshim. And there are people, Shema'achim Zman Kriyat Shema, B'shvil Tefillah B'Tzibur. Some people delay Shema because of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So there's only one minyan, and that minyan davens after Sof Zman. Should you wait for the minyan, or should you say Shema now? Says the Mishneh Berurah, you shouldn't wait. V'gavzeu shaloi kedinhu. It's not right. V'al kol ponim yizor likroi Shema b'zman lo kodim ha'tefillah v'lechav ha'notzis b'zeh. He says you should say Shema now without a minyan. You should say it now. And join the minyan later, but you should definitely say Shema. Don't delay the mitzvah Kriyat Shema because of a minyan. It does, however, point out this is only with regards to Shema. Brochas, you will say brochas later. You can say brochas with a minyan later, but do say Shema now before it reaches Sof Zman. He says in Mishneh Berurah, it's nice to think of the Zkenim always to enable them to come to shul, and if it's too late for them, and if it's too early for them, they won't be coming to shul. So people are in charge of scheduling and making the time of davening. You do not need to, says Mishneh Berurah, take into account the Zkenim. It's nice to think about them, but not when it's going to be on the cheshbon of Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. So, says Mishneh Berurah, the ones who regulate the Zmanim of the shul, of davening, don't delay davening because of Tzkenim if it's on the cheshbon of Kriyat Shema. If they have to daven, so tough beat. So, Kevin Charlie, they say Yavos Man Kriyat Shema. Don't delay Kriyat Shema because of them. What a powerful notion of the Mishneh Berurah. But don't say Chetei to a person. But don't say to a person sin in order that others will have a mitzvah. So the Mishneh Berurah clearly holds that one should make sure that the Zman of Shul is in time for Sof Zman. The last line of the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mishuach lechavena aso is kain." People who are able to daven with the netz hachama, schorei merube ma'oid, he gets a great reward. Shira netz hachama, says the Rama, the zman, the exact zman of netz hachama, who k'mo shir shor achas, it's about an hour. Kodim shale kol aguf hashemesh al oretz. It's an hour before the entire body of the sun is seen on the earth. We discussed in the earlier shiur about the bialocha, about to be zoyed to daven kevasikin. If those people, it actually is the people who are daven kevasikin, if that overrides Philip Tzibo or not. So we said that Mishabur's diuk is has zehirin likos kevasikin, and it seems to be davka people who are careful and they are regular. Well, regular maybe, but definitely careful. It was pointed out that the Dirshu edition of the Mishnah Berurah points out in the back that there are the Gdolei HaPoskim who say that actually even once off it may be acceptable to rely on this bialocha as long as you do it for the right reason, that the intention is that you're davening kvasikin for the hidu aspect of it and not for convenience. In other words, somebody who wants off, when he said, tomorrow I'm going to daven kvasik and I've got a very important thing to daven for, and then daven kvasik, even if he's not regular, but if he gets up on that morning and suddenly there's no minion, but if he's really doing this purposely, specifically, for catching the schus of vasiken, so that's fine even if there's no minion. So that's according to some poskim, even if he's not a regular misakal kvasikin, but he does it for the right intention, he might be acceptable to daven b'chidus. Mishnah Munsif Kotten Ches said Me'oid, so that it's a very great scha for davening kvasikin. Said Mishnah Berurah Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba, he'll get a great reward in Olam Haba for davening kvasikin. V'lo Yuzak Kol Ois Yom, what a beautiful bracha, he will not be damaged the entire day. So again, somebody who's makpit and careful to daven kvasikin, he gets a certain reward of Olam Haba, and he will not be damaged the entire day. What is damage referring to? I do not know. But it says, Lo Yuzak Kol Ois Yom. Seif Beis in Shulchan Aruch. Seif Beis says, Im Lo Kol Ois Yom, if he did not reach Shema, Koidem before Hanetzachamo, before Netzachamo, Yeish Lo Lehaktim Likoisa, he should try to read it, Bimheiro, as soon as possible, Kol Mas Yuchol, as early as possible. If a person said with the nets, that's beautiful and that's amazing. If he was not able to say it with the nets, you should say it as soon as possible, and you should hurry up to say it as early as possible. Mishnah Berurah Yud says, Lahaktim, why is that? Because the Zrizin Magdim Lemitzvahs, the well-known global concept of Zrizin Magdim Lemitzvahs, should try to fulfill any mitzvahs as early as possible, certainly when it comes to the Raisa. Nevertheless, generally speaking, you don't have to, for this concept of Zizim Akdim, you don't have to daven b'yechidus. So if you've missed nets, and you know there's a minion in an hour, you don't have to now start daven b'yechidus because of that. Just in order Zizim Akdim in the mitzvah to say Shema as early as possible. No. You can wait for the minion, which is later, as long as it's within this man. Or you certainly don't have to daven without tefillin, just to have said it earlier. Ein Sof Mem Vav be Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Zif Kot Yud Aleph says Bimheira. Mikan Tu Chocha Megula. Ovid is it's a telling off. Livnei Ashkenaz for those people. Shema Achim Oid who delay very much Ki Hashma. Those people who delay saying Shema very late, that's very wrong. From Chazal, and Chazal says, Il Mola Elo Nivra Oilam, if the world would only be created, Elo, only, Bishvil Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim, if the world would only be created for acceptance of the yoke of the Ribbono Shel Olam's kingdom, the acceptance of the Ribbono Shel Olam as our king, that would be sufficient. From here we see how great it is to say Shema and to say with Kavanah. Eins lekamon simon kpeites Mishnah Berurah later on says as well. Be Mishnah Berurah the nochen limnei amlishto is a tea ve kafe ba boiker koyde matfila ba sif as chaverim. It's one thing to have a bit of a tea or a coffee before davening. That's one thing, but it's quite another matter, which is unacceptable, is to do so in a social gathering. That's unacceptable. It is wrong to drink tea and coffee in a communal gathering before davening. Seif Gemel. Mishu onus, somebody who's onus, kigoin, such as Shoyimashkim Lotse is Lederech, he's on his way. He got up early, but Mokim Gedude Chai Velistim. He was traveling and there was dangerous people and dangerous animals. And he's onus, he hasn't got much of his, it's not a normal situation. Shalayuchal, he's unable, Lamoy to get up. For the Lechavain, and he cannot have Kavona, Afilu Pasha Ishona, even first Pasha, Vafilu Ad Al Levovecho. He can't say Shema on the by any standards, you can't say Shema properly. It's a dangerous place, dangerous people, dangerous animals. You can't say Shema properly. Oi, alternatively, Shibnei Ashayora, the caravan people, he's traveling with other people, Hoilchim, and they're about to leave, Meiro, quickly. And they're not prepared to wait. They're all packing and they're trying to leave already. And they're not going to wait for him if he stays behind. Tough for him. Klal, they're not at all going to wait for him. Then, the halacha is as follows. Yocholi kroisim b'yekoseo, mishaol amud ha-shacha. B'di'evet, you're allowed to say Shema from amud ha-shacha. We learned previously that ideally one should not daven from amud ha-shacha. L'chatchila one should say with the netzach amo. And the zman continues another 3 hours after that. But now the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, but the Evet, if necessary, under difficult circumstances, you are in fact allowed to say Shema before Netz, from Amud HaShachar until Netz. It's not an ideal time, but it's an acceptable time to say Shema. Yochol Ikrosim B'Yekoseh, with its brachas, Mishol Amud HaShachar from Amud HaShachar. The Kaven, since Amud HaShachar has risen, Shapei Korinon Bei Uvkumecho, it's still considered Uvkumecho, the time people get up. So it's a time that it's considered already day. It's a time that's considered already, people getting up. Therefore, you can, under these difficult circumstances, say Shema before Netzach Amo. V'gam Shapei Mikra Yoytze Oir, and you can also say Yoytze Oir, the Baruch of Shema, which is Yoytze Oir, Hashem has created light. You can say it at that time already. Avol, but, Im Eino B'mkoim G'dudei Chai V'listim, if it's in a place that there is no dangerous animals or dangerous people, V'gam Ein B'nei Ashiyor Nechpozim Kol Kach, and also people are not in such a rush to leave. He's in a convoy, but people are not about to rush away. They're prepared to wait another few minutes for him. Afilu even Yoytze L'derech Acha Shol Amud HaShachar, even if he's leaving after Amud HaShachar, immediately after Amud HaShachar, Eino Koire, he should not read Ad She'Yagiya Zman until the Netz. So it is acceptable under extreme circumstances to say Shema before Netz, but if it's not in extreme circumstances, one should not rely on this and one should wait until Netz. Seif Dalet. Im Koro Mishalom Amud HaShachar. If he read after Amud HaShachar. If you read Shema after Amud HaShachar, Afal Pishaloy Onos, although he was not an Onos, Yotze B'Dyevet is Yotze B'Dyevet. So one person wants, out of convenience, he wants to say Shema before Netz after Amud HaShachar. He's not an Onos. It's not one of those circumstances that we discussed earlier. He's not a person that is in a dangerous place. He's not a person that is threatened by dangerous people. He's not a person that people are just going to leave him behind as they're traveling. He's just out of convenience. He wants to daven really, really early. And he could easily daven later without a problem. Nevertheless, if he said Shema at that time, l'chatchila you're not allowed to do so. You have to wait for Netz. But if he did do so, b'dyevet he's yotze. So afal pi shelo ya'onus, he's not an oynes, but yotze b'dyevet is a yotze b'dyevet. By the way, with regards to the person who is getting up that early, the question of course arises with regards to the tefillin. Should he put on the tefillin that early or should he wait for later? The Bialocha discusses this in Dibura Maschel Mishur Onus, three lines from the wide lines, and he says that it's not so poshut at all what he should do, as the way they can put on tefillin earlier and touch them as discussed earlier, or maybe not, and he leaves it a little bit as a question mark. The Ramah continues. So b'dyevet is yoytze, the Shulchan Aruch says. And Ramo continues, v'im kara, if you read Shema, b'loy brachos, if you got up that early and you said Shema, but you said Shema without brachos, yachsoir likroisa bizmano, you should then say Shema later on in its right time again, in brachos with the brachos. So again, if somebody is in a very, very extreme circumstances, then he's allowed to say Shema before Netz. If a person is not in such difficult circumstances, he's not really allowed to. If he did, he's Yoytze B'Dyevet. However, says the Ramah, he should later on say Shema again with the brachas, if possible. Seif Hei, Im Nenas V'Loy Koro Ki Hashma Arvis Ad She'ol Amud HaShachar. An interesting case indeed. A person was Nenas and he didn't say Ki Hashma of Ma'ariv by night. He completely, it was an oynes. Say he was an Atzala member, who knows what he was busy with. And he was unable to say Shema until Amud HaShachar, until the early morning. Kaven, since Shadain lo netzachamo, since it was netzachamo yet, so it's not really the morning yet, it's prior to netzachamo, the sun hasn't risen yet. Koire kiashma, he can say kiashma, v'yoytze bo, and he's yoytze, yedichoy vas kiashma l'avis. Yes, he's saying shma after alois. But since it's prior to netz, his shma that he's saying now is counted, bedievet, as shma of ma'ariv. Yes, it's before netz, therefore it's considered night. He can say the shma of ma'ariv, bedievet. Now, to make things worse, this Atzala member is actually just about to leave to go to the jungles, and he's in a very day. He needs to say Shema now, because later on he won't be able to say Shema. So he's got a bit of a, he's in a bit of a pickle here, because on one hand he hasn't said Shema of Ma'ariv. On the other hand, he actually wants to say now. We learned that prior to Netzachama, on the very extreme thing, that you can say Shema of the day. So he's saying Shema because it's before Netz. He's saying Shema, which is counted for Shema of Ma'ariv. But simultaneously, he wants to say Shema now, being counted for Shachris. So can he do that or not? So says Shulchan Aruch, "V'moy onus ba'os hashah, his onus, lotzes l'derech, to go on his way, mokim to a place gedudei chayv, listen, where is the dangerous animals and people. Lo yikro oz, he shall not read then kiashma pamshenis. He cannot say it the second time round now. Lotzes bo, and to fulfill by that, yedechoy vas kiashmal shalyoim. He certainly can't at that point say shma a second time, and that should be counted as shma of day." Shema'acha, that since she'osolo isosho laila, since he established that time as being his personal night, right, he's saying Shema of Ma'ariv, it's impossible lachsoi to turn it v'lasoiso to make that into a day. So if he would travel and there would have been no mishap the night before, fine, no problem. He can make this after alois hashachar, before nets, he can make that into an early day under extreme circumstances, as discussed, and he can say Shema of the day. He can do that. Similarly, under extreme circumstances, if it was an oynes and he couldn't say Shema of Ma'ariv the whole night, and it's now after Alois, but the Eved, he can still say Shema of Ma'ariv, then he can do that. But both together, he can't do. It doesn't make sense that he's establishing this as a day and as a night. What should he do? Only yamtin, he should wait. Maybe it will happen. Maybe they will have a chance later on. He can say, so the people won't be that rushed. There will be a minute occasion. There will be an opportunity for him to say Shema later. That's the best he can do, because he can't say Shema now as a day, for day Shema. He can't do that. Say Vav. Afalpi, although Shizman Nimshach at Soif, although the Zman of Shema is until Hashlishis, until the third end of the third hour. Yeah, the Zman of Shema is until the end of the third hour. Nevertheless, Im Avra Shah Shlishis, if the third halachic hour has passed, Veloy Koro, and it did not reach Shema then, Koire Oiso Bevir Koiseo, he can still say Shema with its relevant brachas, kol shah revis, the entire fourth hour, shu shlishayim, which is the third of the day, you can add an additional halachic hour and say Shema then with its brachas. Ve'ein lo ischar, and he gets no reward, ke koire bizmano. He's not getting a reward of saying Shema. Yes, the halacha of Shema, the mitzvah of Shema, he did not fulfill. But nevertheless, he has done something. He's done some sort of mitzvah, and therefore, he should still say it at that stage. However, v'im avor shorevis, if he missed that as well, he missed the fourth halachic hour as well, v'loi koron, he still hasn't read it. Koiro b'loi b'yekoseo, now we'll have to reach Shema without its brachas, kol hayom, the entire day. So again, if a person should say Shema by Netz. Mitzvah min amufcha, to say with the Netz. Zrizim aktim le mitzvahs, you should say it as early as possible after that. You can't say it until the third halachic hour, We learned Machlokes, Morgan Avom, gone. How you count these 3 halachic hours? But you should say it until the end of the 3rd hour. If you didn't say it until then, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah kiyashma. Now, there's an additional hour that you can say it until the end of the 4th halachic hour. You can still say it then with its brachas. You're not really fulfilling mitzvah shma, but you can still say shma. If you failed to say it then, after the 4th halachic hour, you can still say shma. In fact, you should still say shma. However, do not attempt to say it with its brachas. You can't say the brachas anymore. Which mitzvah are you fulfilling if you're saying it after the 3rd hour? We said after the 3rd and before the 4th, between the 3rd and the 4th hour, you should still say Shema, and you can even say brachas. What mitzvah are you fulfilling at that stage? Mishneh Bura in Seif Kotten Chav Zayin explains the following. Koiro, Ein Belevush Shekosav, the Levush writes, Yochali Kroiso, Ve'akavona hu, Shetoiv Shikir Eno, Kedei Shekabel Olam Alchus Shemaim. You should say it, even if you said it, even if you've missed the 4th hour, now you cannot say brachas anymore, you don't say brach anymore. You have missed the mitzvah. You should say the entire day. Why should you say the Shema if you have missed the 4th hour? What's the point of it? You're not fulfilling any mitzvah. What's the point of that? Says the Mishneh Berurah, because you should still mekabel malchus shemayim. Aval eino mechuyav, but there's no real halachic requirement to do so. She'eino mekayim b'zeh ha-mitzvah zaseh dekiyah Shema. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah anymore, really. So it's just an inyan. Some sort it's a nice thing to do. But you're not really fulfilling the mitzvah at that stage anymore. But Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim is always good. Kmo shiskimu kol achronim, as the consensus of the achronim is she'ein nimshach kiyashma min ha'toyre rak ad shol eshoiz v'kanal. The sofzman kiyashma is after 3 hours. That is the psak. Sofzman kiyashma is after the end of the halachic 3rd hour. V'kanal v'da, you should know. To mikol mokim, if you missed that's man. Nevertheless, we can work on Parshas Tzitzis or Shab Sukim Shem Mischiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Parshas Tzitzis should still be said. Mischiras Yitzias Mitzrayim should still be said. Mochiv Min HaTorah Kol Hayom is an obligation in the entire day. To Min HaTorah Lo Nikva Zman Eschirosa. To remember Yitzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah the entire day. Min HaTorah even. And therefore, even if you failed Sofzman Kiyashma, there's still a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that should be done throughout. It could be done at any time of the day. Kmo shekosav Shagas Arya, as the Shagas Arya paskens, tado erev uzman eschiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, as the Eschiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is to be said throughout the entire day. That's the pashas of the Mishnah in Brochas as well, which says that we say it in Haggadah as well, Ben Zoyma, that the pashas is that. Teaches us that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Never mind the mitzvah of Shema, there's an additional mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that can be done the entire day. So even if you missed Shema, you're holding after the 3rd hour, you're holding after the 4th hour, you should still say there's still an additional mitzvah min haTorah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Siv Zayin. Im loy kora bayoyim. If you didn't say Shema by day, yesh oimu, some say, she yesh lo tashlumin, there is a tashlumin. If you didn't say Shema by day, some say there is a tashlumin, you can still make up, be'avis by night. V'chein tzimneli im loy koro kriya Shema be'avis, if you didn't say Shema be'avis, yesh lo tashlumin be'yoim, you can still make up by day, v'yesh cholkim, and some disagree. Certainly, this does not mean there's a proper tashlum and you can properly make up for it. As the Mishnah Berurah points out in Chofres, sheish letashlum, eina kavona. The meaning is not shiyotze baze tayoyotze baze kiyashma. Me'acha, since shekvar ova zmano, since the time has gone past. Ve'engno elo, and he's only kekoyre b'Torah, is only a person reading Torah. Certainly, you cannot say that you are fulfilling the mitzvah of Shema at that stage, and there is a point of tashlumin. No, if you have missed this man, you have missed this man. Me'uveis lo yuchol liskoin, I'm adding. that once you've done, you've missed the zman, you cannot make up anymore. However, rak shalechatchila ideally tzorich lashlimo, you should be mashlim, you should make up k'moy tefillah like davening. Al kain, therefore, miboy lakdu mechoyv ashay to bereisha, one should always try to say the shema in its right time. V'techav achamayrev, and after mayrev yikro et shema b'shvil zeh apam shechisa. You should say after the Shema again if you've missed it. But you don't even think you're actually fulfilling the mitzvah properly. If you missed it, you didn't say Shema of Shachis. Yes, you will say it after Ma'ariv, will say Shema again. But ever don't think in your mind, I actually fulfilled the mitzvah. It's just some sort of tashluin. Additionally, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chof Tes says, "Yesh cholkim some disagree. Agrova beikiyosu v'chiyu kedeyazu. Many of the gedolei lachronim pasken that we anyway don't. There's no point of tashlumin. There's no tashlumin. It's unlike tefillah. And if you've missed shema, there's nothing you can do about it. It appears from the Mishnah Berurah that's how it pasken, and there's no point anymore saying an additional shema if you missed it earlier. Interestingly, the Bialocha discusses here when is the last time you can say the brochas of Shema. We said the Sof Zman is after the third hour, and you can have to sit for, and then we learned the fourth hour as well. Still, you can still say the brachas until the fourth hour, says the Shulchan Aruch. And we learned after that you should still say Shema without the brachas. This is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Interestingly, the Pialocha quotes a Mishkenes Yankov in the Chovas that is makil against the words of the Shulchan Aruch, and he's making until Chatzois to say the brachas. Again, somebody who didn't say Shema until Sabbath Mankiyah Shema in the morning, and in fact he didn't even say Shema until the end of the fourth hour, and he still hasn't said it, can he still say Shema with the brachas? Bialochovia brings the Mishkenes Yankov that one can be the Evet say until Chatzos, until midday, the brachas of Shema. However, the Bialoch himself seems to say that one should only be lenient, like this Mishkenes Yankov, he was a genuine oines. So if a person really wasn't feeling well, he's in bed with high temperature, or is a real oines, you name it, then the Bialocha seems to be maker like the Mishkenes Yankov against the words of the Shulchan Aruch, and he seems to pass in for the genuine oinus, you can say the brachos of Kiyas Shema until Chatzos. That's what the Bialocha seems to pass in. Ve'efshe she'eshlismach al zeh le'inyin imhoyo oinus. She'lo yoyo yochoel, he was unable likros to say Shema, ha'brachos, brachos, ad abash, it was until 4 hours. V'chen motzosi b'sefer Ma'aril, ilchas tefillah, it seems to be paskening like that. Maseda, to recap what we covered in this year, we learned that there's a big inyan to say Shema with an Netzach Hama. We said that somebody is careful to say Shema with the nets, is muftach ushebe lemabo, and he will not have damaged the entire day. Sif Beis tells us that one should say Shema as early as possible. If you miss nets, you should say Shema as early as possible. However, don't miss a minion. Don't skip a minion because of that. Sif Gimel tells us that somebody is on a very complex situation, very difficult situation, such as dangerous people, dangerous animals. He could say after Alois Hashacha, he can say Shema. We learned that this is only to be done, this kula, one can only be lenient for that kula if it's a real necessity. One, if it's not a dangerous situation, one should not rely on that and one should wait for nets. If one said Shema before nets and it wasn't that kind of difficult situation, you're yoytze b'diavet. Shulchan Aruch then tells us that if a person was nenas and he didn't say Shema, if a person was nenas by night, by Ma'arif, and he wasn't able to say Shema the entire night because he wasn't oinas, and the first opportunity that arises for him to say Shema is after Alois HaShachar, before Netz, he can still make up and say Kirshma Shel Ma'ariv. That's fine. If that lucky person is just about to go on a dangerous journey and he wants to now say Shema as well, as a Shachar Shema, that is pushing it. You can't do that. You can't say in that period between Alois and Netz, you can either make in tonight or you can make in today. It's your choice, but you can't use it for both. So Vov tells us that after the third hour, you can still say Shema with brachas. After the fourth hour, you should say Shema without brachas. If you missed that, the entire day you should say Shema, but without brachas, don't think in your mind that you're actually fulfilling the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch brings down, there's a machlokes as to whether it's tashlumin. If you fail to say, if you didn't say Shema Ma'ariv, you can't say Shema by day twice, and vice versa. The first opinion says there's tashlumin. The Shulchan Aruch's last word is v'cholkim. We're not lenient. The Bialocha very importantly brings the Mishkan as Yankev, and it seems to pass like when it's an onus that you can't say brachos of Kiyashma until Chatzos. We shall carry on with Simon Nun Tes next year, Mitzvah Hashem.